Hey, folks, we're going to get started in a second, but one quick thing before we do.
That's right. This month, we are joining our favorite podcast hosts, great people working with the likes of NPR, the podcast network Gimlet, WBEZ, etc., to encourage podcast fans to spread the word about this podcast format we all love.
And it's really simple. All you have to do is just tell someone who doesn't listen to podcasts about one episode you loved from any podcast.
That's right. Be that annoying person.
And no, you're helping them out. And
that's
if you're
right.
doing it on social media, use the hashtag tripod just to wet your whistle. We are at South by Southwest right now. Enrico and I were part of a podcast event yesterday, and we also were on stage with the wonderful podcast Another Round, which you should listen to if you haven't heard it already, and Mortified, which is another great podcast where people recount stories.
They read stories that they wrote when they were young.
Yeah, which is mortifying.
They're beautifully, mortifyingly terrible. So that's an example of what you could do, folks. It's TRY Pod is the name of this initiative. It is quick and it's easy and it gets you instant karma points because you've just made someone's life a little richer by introducing them to a fun podcast.
All right. And now it is time for Speakeasy. Put the Speakeasy theme music right here, please.
No, do it here, please.
Hi, this is Brendan.
And I'm Rico, and welcome to Speakeasy. This is an occasional podcast-only episode where we play you some stuff that didn't make it into the full cut of our show that we really wanted to share with you, and then we talk about it off the cuff, possibly using slightly more R-rated language, a.k.a. we speak easily about it.
And we are live, not live when you're hearing us, but we're recording this in Austin, Texas, in the middle of the South by Southwest Conference, and we're going to be talking a little bit about that as the show goes on. But don't worry, we have lots of clips from funnier, more interesting people than us.
There's no one funnier and more interesting than us.
I think at this point in the conference, there are funnier people. But actually, we have audio of from the first time we were at this conference several years ago.
Yeah,
where we sounded we were in much worse shape at this point. I think if we can, let's put a clip of that first time Brendan and Rico were at South by Southwest, probably about 5 years ago now.
I'm Rico Galliano.
I'm Brendan Francis Newnham, and from American Public Media, this is the Dinner Party Download.
I don't remember exactly what we did the night before we recorded that. It's like
I remember what we did.
Lost weekend,
but
dudes.
We were so hungover, to be honest, and we didn't get a lot of sleep. We may have even smoked cigarettes back then. I don't remember. It was the 70s. but I remember thinking, like, this is what going to sound like when I'm old, but now I'm old and I don't sound like that. You know?
No, you just sound hungover. This is for those who've never been to South by Southwest, by the way, this is basically how it goes. You show up and there's a million things happening and you walk and you walk and you walk between 5,000 different venues to enjoy all of those things. And then you go into parties where you scream at people over extremely loud music, which is playing constantly, all the while you're drinking very not good beer, but it's being provided for free. So you drink it. And then somehow within 24 hours, you're super tired and your voice is shot. How does that happen?
Yes.
Can't figure it out.
The other part of South by you don't mention is that you walk into a place that used to be a barbecue place and it's called the Mazda barbecue place.
Yeah,
or it's
right.
called the Urban Outfitters coffee shop.
Yep.
It's just like this weird, it's like walking around on the jacket of someone in NASCAR. It's like everything has a sticker on it. But all right, so hey, we have some fun clips we want to share with you. Next week on our show, we have one of what's already become one of our favorite etiquettes ever, and we haven't even aired it for you.
Yeah.
We had the pleasure of hosting RuPaul in our studio, and he came by, and Rico was in LA. I was in New York, where RuPaul joined me.
That's right.
And then we were kind of waiting for Rico to get into the studio so we could record our etiquette segment.
Yeah, and this is the first thing that I heard when I put on my headphones to listen to Brendan and RuPaul in New York. The first thing I heard was this.
I even put on my shirt with the monogram for you.
Oh, I thought you were going to show me your titty clamps.
Oh, no,
later.
No.
Yeah.
They're on my scrotum. I can't show them to you right now.
So.
Hey, welcome. There's my co-host, Rico.
I was just like, wow. That is an interesting place to be dropped into this
That's
conversation.
I was trying to tell him about the monogram on my shirt because it was RuPaul. And so, you know, he was admiring my fashion. We were talking about fashion. And then he was like, oh, I thought you were going to show me your nipple clamps. And then for some reason, I told him about my scrotum clamp, which I've never told anyone before. So now you know something
about RuPaul that makes you open up to the person. By the way, we should note,
I don't have a scrotum clamp. I don't even know if they make scrotum clamps.
I do want to note, though, by the way, he is apparently agnostic about what pronoun one uses when referring to mm-hmm. him. Yeah, mm-hmm. You can use her or him. He doesn't care. Many people refer to him as him, so don't be offended if you hear us do so. And here's a little bit more of that conversation before we got to sort of the meat of our interview, where, of course, me living in L.A. and RuPaul also living in L.A., we talked about what we all talk about, traffic.
Nobody, you know, this should be the number one conversation about L.A. is that you can't go anywhere. Yeah, you want to go see a show downtown? Yeah. Try leaving 2 hours ahead of time.
It's true. Right. It's true. Rico sometimes interviews people across town and he'll say, hey, I can't really do that interview. I only have an hour. And I didn't know that it was that bad until I visited recently.
Beyond what you're thinking, but more.
Yeah, it's crazy. Plus, you live in West Hollywood. That is the worst. It's the worst traffic.
It's the worst to get around. But, you know, that's where the work is. So if, you know, we film our show at the Hollywood Center Studios, you know, it takes me 6 minutes at, 5 o'clock in the morning to get there.
5 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
Do you wake up or are you out from the night before?
That sounds crazy. That used to be my story. I'm in bed by 9 o'clock.
What?
Yeah. I'll get up at 4 in the morning.
We hear this from so many famous people now. It's just like, Hollywood's changed.
No.
People actually get rest.
What happens is you get to a certain... it happened in 04 when I quit smoking cigarettes. Somehow, miraculously, my body said, no, let's go to bed at 9. And my body said, hey, let's wake up at 4. When it was complete opposite was true when I lived here in the... in the night, when I was all up in the club.
In New York City.
In the club.
In the city that never sleeps. We're going to start this right now.
Yeah, bitch, I thought we had started it an hour ago.
There is so much more great stuff coming up for you next week from RuPaul. He answered etiquette questions, and it was both hilarious and actually quite touching.
Yeah, bitch, I thought we started that an hour ago. It's true. Okay, so we're going to play another clip in a moment of Rachel Bloom.
From Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
The
musical comedy TV show.
But since we're here in Austin, we thought that maybe we would also just give you some insight into our experience at the South by Southwest. Being the Dinner Party Download, of course, we needed to check out all facets of culture happening this week.
Yes.
And one of them was... food.
Of course.
So Rico, what food discovery did you make yesterday?
I don't know if it's a discovery, and it's actually, like, for those who haven't been to the South by Southwest Festival, there's venues all over the city, and Austin is a wonderful place that has a lot of very different neighborhoods, but the sort of, one of the main drags of it is in the downtown area, and there's this one stretch of road where there's just, like, insane numbers of clubs blasting music at all hours of day or night. Brendan actually has audio of this on his cell phone.
I'm gonna see if I can play it, because I recorded this yesterday because it was so cacophonous. I was like, can I capture this to play?
You walk down the street and you feel like you're at the front lines of World War
One.
Let's
see if I can do this. This is just me holding my phone.
It's like
walking
in the middle
down 6th Street last night.
Like, imagine being in any of these clubs.
And this is happening at 30 places.
Yeah, all night long.
Oh, that's my favorite part of the song.
Catchy. So... here's one of the things.
Real Estate got so heavy lately, that band. They just sound totally different
now. The band Real Estate used to be a little poppier, you're right.
Yeah.
But what's interesting about actually playing that particular music is that one of the food items you can get along that stretch is there's a place called, I believe it's called Death Metal Pizza. And it's just a window where you can get like cheese or, pepperoni pizza. It's pretty good. But their shtick is that they're playing death metal all the time inside that pizza joint. It's just a constant 24 hours of death metal playing behind these poor people who are serving you this pizza. And I was like, shouldn't there be like some sort of labor law against forcing somebody to work for like 8 hours with just, it's like, I'm making minimum wage.
I think some people wouldn't view that as a punishment. That's how to get through your shift pretty quickly. My favorite thing that happens in Austin is that all the sparkling water turns into Topo Chico.
Yeah, that's
a
brand.
Which is this brand of mineral water that comes from Mexico. That's kind of like the LaCroix of the South. And I'm a seltzer guy, so I'm into that. I'm drinking it right now.
Effervescent.
Oh, it's the Perrier of the South. I was just corrected. Thank you. So that's our food wrap up.
Yeah.
And so let's go ahead.
Was there anything
I ate other stuff. We had brisket at that thing in the afternoon.
Oh yeah, that's right. That thing. What was that thing? I can't remember.
I ordered a petite green salad that was the size of a manhole cover.
Yeah, a petite. It was a Texas size petite green salad.
It was gargantuan, and I was so embarrassed. I was like, "I'll have this and a pizza," and the pizza was like the size of a dining room table, and then this manhole cover salad, and then I had a martini, and that was a weird dinner.
But those, the food is good. It's like the portions are insane.
Tacos for lunch that were phenomenal.
They were great. Although they had a taco called the Wilbur and Eggs. Mm-hmm. It's a pork taco called the Wilbur and Eggs. You're making me think about eating the pig from Charlotte's Web while I'm eating this taco? That's not cool at
all.
But
my favorite part was their healthy option called the pita, because there's no meat in it. They deep fried the avocado.
Mm-hmm.
So they figured out a way to unhealthy the healthy option.
Hell
which
yes.
I can get
Thank
behind.
Thank you, Texas. Sincerely.
All right, so let's switch to a clip that features Rachel Bloom of the TV show Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. We had her on a few weeks back. You should listen to her etiquette. It was fantastic.
Yes, and when we had her in the studio, Brendan was actually in town in Los Angeles, and Rachel came and joined us in the studio. And we began the interview, instead of explaining the concept of her show, which is about a crazy ex-girlfriend, we actually played the theme song for it. And so we're all sitting in the studio, which, by the way, is flanked with tons of monitors, as you'll hear, all these like kind of TV monitors.
TV screens. It's where Kai Rizdahl's marketplace. He needs to keep his eye on the market and the news while he's broadcasting live.
That's right. So here's what happened.
She's the crazy ex-girlfriend.
What? No, I'm not.
She's the crazy ex-girlfriend.
That's a sexist term.
She's the crazy ex-girlfriend.
Can you guys stop singing for just a second?
She's so broken inside.
The situation's a lot more nuanced than that.
C-R-A-Z-Y.
Okay, we get it.
Crazy ex-girlfriend.
It's great that that does all the explaining for us.
It does all the, exactly, it saves you a lot of, sorry, the TV is on.
I know.
In here, and there was a preview for CNN has a show called Finding Jesus.
Uh-huh. But the theme song was playing over the silent TV.
It was, and so it kind of looked like Jesus was the crazy ex-girlfriend. Which one might argue.
One could make that
one
story.
Could.
Maybe a hybrid show. Maybe you could do a show like when Laverne and Shirley would go into Happy Days. Jesus could come into Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Uh-huh. Well, one would argue Jesus is always in Crazy Ex-Girlfriend because he is everywhere and ever-present.
True.
Nice little religious conversation with Rachel Bloom.
Rachel Bloom, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. Check it out. Between that and La La Land and Hamilton, it's been gangbusters.
For the musical.
For the musical. No musicals here at South by Southwest. So
there is a film festival.
We've overlapped with the film festival, and we went and saw some of the films, and there's a lot of interesting documentaries out. The new Terrence Malick film premiered here.
A documentary I'm excited to see about the Muppets.
Yes.
The guys who make the Muppets.
But I caught this weird movie last night called Goron, and it's a Croatian film.
You're part Croatian.
And I'm part Croatian. My mother's from Croatia. And I've never seen a modern Croatian film, so I went to see it, and it was like Lars von Trier meets Saul, like those torture porn films with the Balkan twist. It was the craziest, bizarrest movie, beautifully shot, a little ham-fisted in ways, and the acting was a little at times, but man, it by the end there was like gypsy music playing and blood flying everywhere, and it was a blast.
All right.
So if you for some reason find yourself at a film festival, you should check out Goron. And what did you catch? You catch that Bond movie?
I was going to go and see a Michael Winterbottom film. I couldn't make it over to that. Went instead to see a documentary called Becoming Bond, which is about George Lazenby, the one person to play James Bond who only did it for one movie. He had the most insane life. He was a used car salesman that kind of ended up in London, was plucked out of obscurity to become a male model, and then suddenly became James Bond for one film. Did
Her
a great job.
Majesty's Secret Service.
He was offered $1 million to continue playing Bond, millions of dollars, and he turned it down.
And that's the story behind that. So it sounds like we're going to try to interview that cat when that gets wider distribution, which I'm sure it will on Hulu or something like that.
If we can get George Lazenby to do etiquette, it will be a wonderful, wonderful show.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. And when we get back, we're going to play you a song we recorded yesterday with Adrian Lenker from the band Big Thief.
That's right. And also more of our South by Southwest adventures right after this. Hey, welcome back to Speakeasy. And before we play you this great track that we recorded, we did a live show here at South by Southwest, and one of our guests was Adrian Lenker of the band Big Thief. We've got a beautiful song coming up from her in a second. We just wanted to tell you a couple of music picks. I saw the band Girlpool And they're amazing. I don't know much about them except that they're two very young ladies with a backing drummer, and they have the most amazing two-part harmonies.
You said young ladies like you were Casey Kasem or Dick Cavett. Two lovely young ladies hailing from
we can
leave this in. It wasn't mean. Yeah, it wasn't creepy, as our engineer is saying in Texas.
I'm a gentleman, damn it.
All right.
Our engineer says he knows creepy and I'm not it. Thank you, sir.
All right, anyway, so you saw Girlpool. Were they good?
They were. They turned out to be pretty good, yes. Otherwise, I wouldn't have mentioned them. They were awesome. They have these really amazing two-part harmonies, very close harmonies. It's amazing how powerful their voices are. Mm. Kind of a indie rock, punk thing with them, and I hope we get them on the show. I think they'd actually be great with the soundtrack.
I think we should. I think we've been trying, and if not, we will. I stumbled into a band called The Octopus Project, which are actually, turns out, a local Austin band. And they're this group. There were four people performing, two sets of drums, a whole bunch of keyboards, and they would switch instruments after every song. I don't think that's why they call themselves the Octopus Project, but it did give the image. They're always like roping back and forth with their cables, switching instruments. It kind of reminded me of this band from back in the day that I discovered years ago at South By called Starlight Mints.
Oh, yeah, I love them.
You know, they were just kind of really fun, a lot of instrumentals, a lot of Casio keyboards.
Kind of poppy.
Video gamey stuff, poppy, and a little experimental between songs. They would play interesting beats. Great light show by the Stereo Gum folks. It was at a Stereo Gum party.
Yep.
So that was a lot of fun. And then I caught Real Estate.
The band.
Which, you know.
Although Real Estate in Austin, if you actually could get some.
If you could catch some now.
It's valuable.
It is valuable. Dad joke. I've never seen them live. I like their music. You know, honestly, they're a band that you should listen to in headphones while riding on a train or like driving somewhere. I just feel like they seemed uncomfortable even performing in front of in such a raucous environment. It was like midnight, 12:30. But I like their fingerpicking guitar style. Then their music is great. I didn't know their new album as well as some of their older stuff.
Sure.
So
I will say, just in general, South by Southwest, something I noticed in the Girlpool set, South by Southwest, not a great place for playing ballads.
Yes.
There's a lot of people talking loudly.
Yeah.
If you're not really grabbing their attention.
Yeah.
So if you got some ballads in your set, maybe stick to the rockers.
And lest you think that list was too indie, I did pass by the place where Vince Staples was performing, and there was no way in heck I was going to get in.
Wu-Tang Clan also played last night. Pretty long line.
Yeah. So, okay. So that's our little bit of a music wrap. But honestly, I'm excited. Tonight, I'm going to go see, and Rico, we're probably both going to see, this band Big Thief, who released an album last year called Masterpiece. They're a young band. And the center of the band is this woman, Adrienne Lenker, who studied at Berklee College of Music and is an amazing finger picker. And we were lucky to have her perform with us in the show we recorded yesterday. And we're going to end this episode of Speakeasy playing her song that she played for us called Randy.
And here she is, Adrienne Lenker, Big Thief.
Nothing looks that real to me. I only see two or three colors. What's it like to breathe in? Find a friend and gather with him. I'm a wolf in a city of women. You only know the light is on. Will you plant that sycamore, baby? I'll watch it grow from the second floor. Haven't left the house much lately, and you don't come around here anymore. And all those lovers in their velvet gowns, I wanna take that trip uptown. Will you tell them to let me out when you can see the light is on? I found a horse hair in my food, and there's a raccoon in my room. And there are blue jays all in bloom all along the cement floor. Randy, they say I've gone insane, so could you take me dancing in the pouring rain? You don't know me, but you know my name. Will you say it till the light is gone? Found a horse hair in my food. There's a raccoon living in my room. And there are blue jays all in bloom all along the cement floor. Randy, you know I've gone insane, so could you take me dancing in the pouring rain? You don't know me, but you know my name. Will you say it till the light is gone?
Thank you.
Adrian Lenker of the band Big Thief. And that concludes this episode of Speakeasy. Thanks to all the folks at Austin's public radio station, KUT, for allowing us to record here today.
And for telling me where to get coffee nearby. Thank you.
That's right. Brendan is very happy with his Happy Lab coffee.
Fortunately, it's Austin. There's not a tattoo shop or hipster coffee shop too far away from anywhere.
So thank you, Austin, for all the coffee and for the good vibes.
And the good vibes. It's been a lot of fun. Thanks for joining us for this episode of Speakeasy. And all the guests that you heard on our show this week, Rachel Bloom was in a past episode, so download that. RuPaul's coming up, so download that. Let's put the Speakeasy and music right here.
Wait, I have a better idea. Put it right here.